Is the jam that's called Never Leave You, Mr. Talkbox, featuring Jay Moss and Little Byron on KAYTKQJOFM. We're the Hamp Camp, the unstoppable Wade Hampton show. We're five cities strong all day long. You know, the United States senators in the White House agreed on a $1.2 trillion infrastructure plan last night, and that is going to improve the roadways, the waterways, the railways, and bridges and things like that in America, and that's very good news. We've got more good news for you coming up, coming at you. We've got the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. After that, much more great music as we head towards birthdays and anniversaries and our roll call. I encourage you to get on the phone with me at 318-484-2500 or toll-free 1-877-464-2500. All right? All right. We'll be right back.
The Unstoppable Wade. Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Finding God is the best achievement.
Yes, sir.
Because when you find him, you find that your life, which had not always been quite right, God comes in and rearranges your life.
Yes, amen.
Almost like the cleaning lady. Your home is all in a disarray. She comes in your home and she starts straightening things up at your house. And then when you get to your house, you find out that things that was misplaced are now in place. I have no help in the house. I know your life ain't have never been misplaced, but my life has been misplaced in some way. And God had to come back and rearrange some things on the inside of who I am and replace the misplaced.
Amen.
You know, we sit up in church, we booze you down. I've never been out of place, Reverend.
He ain't through yet.
That's for those other people. I've always been prim and proper. I've always had it together. Hell no. You didn't smoke more dope. You didn't drink more alcohol. You done bald like me?
Yeah, I done bald. My job.
Sound like me.
Wait, but it's like the cleaning lady, because when you find God and God finds you, the dope smoking quit. Rolling all night long stops.
All right.
Y'all know what I'm talking about. If you don't know what I'm talking about, keep quiet. If you know what I'm talking about, tell me something. Having God as a companion is your best communion. Watch, come see him. Having God as your companion. What are you saying, Grimes? I'm saying I have latched on to God. And I made him my lover. And he's now my companion. That's deeper than my friend. He's my, that's because you sleep with your companion, you sleep with your companion. You eat with your companion. You travel with your companion. You sit on the patio and kick it with your companion. You feed your companion. Somebody in here talk to me if you know what I'm talking about. You bring water to your companion. God does all of that. You take your companion to the doctor. Well, in this case, the doctor comes see about you because he's your companion. God, he has the key. And I thank the Lord for his grace, his forgiveness. Yes, his guidance. I thank God for his ability to keep me sane. In my right mind, just when I'm about to lose my mind, the God of Israel come back and gathers my thoughts and take my thoughts out of killing and then put my thoughts into service. Oh, I ain't got no help in the house. But has God ever had to get in your thoughts and had to rearrange your mind? And then when you rearrange your mind, then you find out that you had a better walk than you did on last month, because God has got, let this mind that be in you be also. Give us some Bible music in the house. Let this mind that be in you also be in you. Do I have some help in here? Yes.
Sometimes you got to lose your mind.
So Israel. Is led by Moses. All Israel didn't care for Moses. All President Green won't care for Grant.
You got to go through that one. You got to go through that.
Well, y'all deal with God about that.
Got to go through with it. You got to go deal with it. If you live.
Talk to God about that.
Yeah,
I'm going to just keep on praying.
Yeah.
You just deal with God with that one.
Yes, sir.
But all Israel didn't care for him. For he was strong. And being strong does not mean that he was a dictator. But it means that he was humble. But yet he was strong because he was strong in grace. Watch closely.
Yeah.
Listen here. Watch closely. He cries. And now, when he prays to the Lord shows him a tree. Watch closely. In your life, God already have your blessings set. Brothers John, see, you're going through something right now, but God already have your blessings set. Pleasant Green, you may be going through something. God has already set your blessing.
Yes, Lord.
You just haven't gotten to it yet.
Yeah.
But it's waiting on you to get there.
Yes.
Yes.
If you faint not.
Yes.
Do I have some help here? If you faint not,
yes, sir.
Your blessings are already where God want them to be. See, you're pilgrim, we're pilgrim traveling. And we don't know about this road. God, I told you, had this vision that goes down the road around the corner, another 10 miles. And when we get there, your blessing will be right there. Watch God. He cries to God, and God shows him a tree. He shows him a tree. The waters are there. The tree is there. The preacher man is there. Israel is there. The whole scene is set up for everybody to be there. Look what I tell the Bible class on Sunday.
All right now.
They said that the waters were bitter.
Yeah.
Look what I tell. I got that revelation. I said,
yeah.
There are a number of reasons. First of all, God knew that over 10,000 people was going to be traveling this route.
Yeah.
And maybe God made those bitter waters. Those waters bitter because he didn't want no animal drinking from the waters. He didn't want another group of people to come and drink from those waters. See, God had already intended who he intended to drink the water. So if he made the waters bitter, then no one could go and partake of it. Watch closely. Let me get you where I need to get you. When you receive your blessing is for you. Can't nobody come take your blessing. Your blessing is for Israel's blessing was for them. And before God would let anybody drink those waters, he would make them bitter until his children get down by the riverbank. I got no help in the house here. You see, you got to understand that the blessing that you have received from the Lord, no one could take your blessing. God had that blessing just for you. So Israel, this blessing was just for them. No animal, the Hittites, the Canaanites. There you go, brother. Jebusites. No one could get down by those waters.
Nobody.
And have a good time.
That's right.
Y'all feel me in the house?
Yeah.
The blessing that you got is for you. You know, I tell you all the time about that little click click in your car.
Yeah.
It goes to your car. Can't nobody get in your car but you.
Right.
It goes by everybody else's car, but your car door open because this is your car. This is your blessing. God has given you this set of wheels for you to drive until you burn them up like I burned up mine. That's right, Brother Dwight. You can see the air coming through mine. My tires were so bald the other day. Poor man looked at me and said, oh, Lord, how you made it up here? When I tell you they were bald. I said, well, man, all I can tell you, I drive.
But God,
watch you say,
yeah,
has that blessing,
amen,
for his child,
yes,
his children,
yes, man,
for those who love him,
yes,
amen,
and those who love him and hold on to his commandment.
Yeah.
But let's go a little further. He takes this tree. He casts this tree. Don't sound crazy. Take the tree. Cast it into the water, and the waters were made sweet. And then he built a statue.
Yeah.
And now he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice.